Hey guys, it's the Great Debate.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
What's up, dude?
It's time.
I don't want to waste any time.
We waste too much time.
It's just we've already wasted it. Getting to this listener submitted topic.
All right, let's go.
Who's ready to time this stuff out?
Gotcha. You know I gotcha.
By stuff I mean time this shit out.
Yeah.
Tim S. Thank you very much for submitting this micro debate topic.
Tim S. up there in Ottawa, Canada, I believe.
Way to go, Tim. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah. I've been ready for 45 seconds over here. We're just kind of wasting away.
The topic up for debate. Cover bands are cool.
I'm Steve Healy. I'm taking the pro. I think cover bands are cool as shit. If you go into a bar and they blast out an awesome version of Brown Eyed Girl, everybody in the place is having a good time. Lead singer's getting laid. That's just a fact.
You're totally wrong already. The idea, what makes something cool isn't that people enjoy it. The band itself isn't cool. Just because people are enjoying what's happening doesn't mean that the people performing in the cover band are cool. They're the definition.
Competent musicianship is cool. And performing popular songs is cool and fun.
Absolutely wrong. Originality is cool. Writing your own songs, having a voice, that's so obviously and inherently what's cool. No one who has copied someone else has ever been cool. The cool people in history, the icons of cool, are people who were original, who set their own path. To be in a cover band is to be, by definition, a copier, a follower. No, followers are never cool. You're never the cool guy if you're the second one to the cool thing.
We've lost. Gotta disagree. I think Elvis is basically copying Elvis. We can all agree Elvis is cool, right?
The people who thought Elvis were cool were people who saw that thing for the first time. The people who knew that he wasn't cool were people who had seen
black
the
musicians,
musicians
and
of
black Southern preachers and fusing it all into his whole new thing.
No one who saw that already thought that Elvis was cool. They thought he was a ripoff. They thought he was lame. I don't think Elvis is cool.
Oh, by the way, Elvis, a great cover artist. A lot of the songs he recorded were songs written by other people.
He wasn't
recorded
in
by
a cover band. There's a difference between covering songs and being in a cover band or being a cover band. Unforgettable Fire, the U2 cover band, is in no way cool. They're one of the lamest bands on the planet. If you're an Unforgettable Fire, your existence is the least cool thing you can imagine.
That's not fair because I don't even like U2. I mean, there's going to be grades of cover bands. I don't think U2 is that cool.
I don't either. Great.
Okay. What a U2 cover band is.
Name a cool cover band.
The Dan Band. Everybody loves the Dan Band.
Oh my God.
They sing swear versions of the popular song. People love it. It's an old school. They bring them back for the other movie.
This is absurd.
Bring them back for Wedding Crashers. People are loving it. They're howling
people
in the theater.
People did not love them. And
the
again,
guy
just
from
because
the Dan
people
Band,
love them
he,
doesn't make
them
cool.
Did he marry someone hot? Who did he marry?
I feel like you're making this up.
I'm dead serious.
You're grasping at straws. Healy, we'll end the debate here prematurely.
Why would we end the debate here?
Look up who the guy from the Dan Band
marks on it.
If he married someone hot, then I will admit that you won. And if he didn't, then I win. How does that sound?
I'll take it.
All right.
Because I have a feeling the answer is like comically on the bubble.
All right, here we go.
He married Kathy Najimy. And with that, let's tick off the clock. Oh, man. Oh, wow. The less said about that, the better.
Yikes.
Well,
yeah, let's just
let's
escape.
Say that that will remain unresolved. Who won that?
Feel free to weigh in, listeners.
Yeah, Dave, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, right?
Covers are cool. Covers can be very
covers
cool.
Are cool.
Cover Dave's
bands.
Won two micros in a row. Now.
Cover bands
I gotta get
are
in the
not
gym.
Cool. So let's get free form.
Whoa, groovy. Very California.
You know, Steve, just why don't you throw some stuff at us that we might consider discussing?
Sure, okay. Well, I keep a little file of things that might be interesting for host chat.
Yeah, let's take a step back and let's peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, so I keep a little file and I just sort of have shorthand for myself.
I'm sorry, I want to peel back the curtain of this particular podcast.
Okay.
The three of us, mm-hmm. really the four of us, because Mark, our producer Mark, is here in the studios with us.
Yeah.
doing an amazing job, as he always does.
He's the best.
If that sounds sarcastic, it didn't mean to be at all.
No, sorry. Everything you say sounds a little sarcastic.
It's a burden.
Mom, I love you.
It's fine.
That's you. Talking to your mom. Mom, I love you.
No, mom. Okay. Regardless, we usually agree on the topics ahead of time. We agreed on a micro. I destroyed it.
Well, a few minutes beforehand.
Right. Okay. Yes, right before the debate. So we agreed on the micro topic. I won that, clearly. Well, and then, but we didn't agree on what the main debate was going to be. And we said, let's just freeform discussion and see if a host chat sort of morphs into a debate. It's a bit of an experiment. Healy, what do you have host chat wise?
Okay, well, the way I do host chat is I have these little shorthands for myself of stories or tales.
Okay.
I'll read some off. You see if they're interesting.
You're going to read the titles, if you will, and we're going to tell you whether or not they sound interesting.
Yeah, Ringo, worst drummer in the Beatles.
Okay, that's one.
Winners and losers of text exchanges. Gentleman's order. That's Killalow.
Say that one more time.
I said, that's Killalow.
What is Killalow?
Yeah, it's one word, Killalow.
Okay.
I better tell that
story. A lot of interesting stuff.
No, here. I actually... Going. Okay, no, fine. Dave's King.
Wait, what?
Dave's King.
Okay. Well, obviously I want to hear about that.
Well, let's do that. So I was reading about... You remember a while ago, we had a debate about whether or not you should have a Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking, there are tons of people named Dave or David King who have Wikipedia pages.
Right, and I again argued that I shouldn't, and you argued that I should.
Yeah, but obviously it was a play, you were hoping someone would make one for you, and it didn't happen. Happened for you, unfortunately.
No, it's ridiculous at this
point. But there are a lot of people named Dave King who do have Wikipedia pages.
Right.
One of them is the lead singer of the band Flogging Molly.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he does kind of like a Celt rock scene, and he grew up in Dublin. Yep. And he remembers when he was 9 years old, he was outside playing and his mom went and got him and said, come in here, you have to see this. And it was Bowie performing Starman on television.
That's pretty good. That's great.
There's another Dave King who was an NHL coach.
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell me the teams he coached?
I want to say he coached the Maple Leafs at one point.
Nope. He coached three teams. Okay, if you can guess two out of three, I'll give you a dollar.
Okay. He coached the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. He coached the... Oh, man. That might be the only one I get.
You may as well guess.
He didn't coach the Devils, did he?
No, sir.
All right.
He coached also coached the Flames and the Canadiens. There is also a Dave King who wrote a work of sort of like historical pop crime stuff that's called Death in the City of Light. And it's about a serial killer who is running around Nazi-occupied France.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of cool? Like, you know, they got the Germans are there. Everything's going crazy. And now on top of everything, there's a serial killer running amok.
I was kind of excited by this topic. I thought it was going to be like somehow about me. And instead what I'm hearing is like, here's a list of people with the same name as you who are more interesting.
Yeah.
Have accomplished more.
Well, do you think you've accomplished more than these guys?
No.
I mean,
not at all.
The guy just wrote a book. It wasn't like the best book ever.
I haven't written a book.
That's yeah, you worked true. On a lot of hit
I
TV
did,
shows.
I helped to write a book.
The Pawnee book?
No, the Harvard Lampoon's Guide.
Oh, God. You're not counting that as a book, are you?
No, I shouldn't. I'm sorry.
Well, this didn't get us into it. We're not debating. So.
This is not a contentious topic. Do you want to go back to the list?
I guess. I mean, I thought we would lead somewhere.
Well, what did we talk about? We talked about hockey. We talked about Flogging Molly, Celtic rock.
Mm-hmm. Bowie. Yo, you hate all these.
Bowie.
You revolted.
I mean, Bowie's great.
Wait, I'm sorry. Medina's having a revulsion. You hate like Dropkick Murphys
Flogging
and that kind of
Molly,
shit. You're having none of that.
You know, I
just really? I can barely. I'm gonna admit something, which is like I can barely handle the Pogues, man. Like,
really?
They're cool and all, and like I get it, but like just a little dose at one party a year, and that's.
Oh, I'm with you, man. I love the Pogues. Christmas song, sure. Everything else, I don't need it. I get it. The guy's like some sort of drunken genius.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Not what I need to listen to.
I just
to.
Don't
wow.
turn it off, man.
Oh, I think they have recorded some truly beautiful songs.
What are their beautiful songs besides the Christmas song?
What's the
Christmas
song? We're talking about Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah.
Great song. Body of an American. Great song. The Broad Majestic Shannon. Great song.
It's not that he's got a great, like, dramatic, heart-wrenching voice.
Yeah.
The waltzing Matilda and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, dude.
I can't take it, man.
Okay, well, hey, not everything has to be for everybody.
Yeah.
It's
nice in a movie soundtrack, I guess.
There used to be a story reported on Shane McGowan's Wikipedia page, which has since been removed, I guess because some Wikipedia scholar was like, this isn't verified. The story was that Shane McGowan's teeth are famously, like, totally destroyed, and it claimed on his Wikipedia page that part of the reason for that was that while on LSD, he thought that he had to eat the vinyl record of Sgt. Pepper. And so he basically, like, chowed down on a record and woke up and his teeth were pretty fucked up. Yeah.
Here's something just popped into my head.
Okay.
On the subject of, the Pogues are Irish, right?
Yes.
Freeform.
Okay, something about like this, which is that the Irish have contributed more to society than everyone currently under the age of 25 up until the present day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And feel free to play with that.
Wait, but so you're talking about people alive now yeah. under age 25.
I'm saying...
So basically Irish versus millennials.
Irish versus, call it millennials, or 25 and unders, yeah.
Irish, all it's history Irish, against current millennials.
Yeah, 25 like and under this. As of right now.
You got it.
Okay, let's
go. Now, the obvious choice is for me to take the Irish.
I think that's what people want to hear. Let's just do it.
Okay.
Or do you want to switch it up?
Well, I don't know. It's just so on the nose, you know.
Let's not shy away from it. It's free form. Let's just go with it.
Great. All right,
let's do it. Interesting topic.
The topic up for debate today, the Irish people have contributed more to society than all of the people currently under 25 years old, aka the millennial generation.
Okay.
Steve.
James Joyce, William Butler Yeats, Oscar Wilde, Jonathan Swift. We could go on and on listing the figures of literature and we'd exhaust ourselves. The music, we would lose ourselves again. Bono, U2, the Cranberries, Dolores O'Riordan. There isn't a single millennial alive who has a musical track record as laudable as that of Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries alone. Plus, just the general folkways of the Irish, their sayings, their expressions, their spirit has so wildly influenced the world. The Irish in Ireland are one thing, but the Irish diaspora is a ridiculous credit to the race of the Gaels. John F. Kennedy. How many Irish American people would I have to list before I got tired? Paul McCartney, a child of an Irish mother. Again and again, you find these people have Irish heritage, and I think they have to be included in the Irish. But more than anything, the Irish spirit, their humor, their tenacity in the face of oppression, their survival in the face of famine and war, the Irish people's spirit has inspired the entire world. What's more, the Irish people have taken it upon themselves with their history of suffering. What did they do now? But they established charities all over the world. They give and they give. There's such a spirit of hospitality and contribution to the entire world in Ireland. If you go to any village in Ireland, they're raising money for some village in Africa. And they're not doing that great themselves.
Are you done?
I'll stop. I mean, I could go on for hours, but go ahead.
Healy, you fool. Jonathan Swift, you say, surely the greatest Swift of all time to contribute to the arts.
Yeah, Gulliver's Travels, sure.
How wrong you are.
You didn't like Gulliver's Travels, the movie?
Taylor Swift, I say, age 25, a woman who has brought joy to millions of people, whose songs have revitalized the pop music industry. A woman who just before this debate began, we were speculating about her political future, what she might bring.
Taylor Swift is a beautiful young woman with a great voice.
I'm not done with my opening statement, Stephen.
Was that just a dramatic pause?
Yeah, that was the most dramatic pause you'll ever hear. Nothing that any Irishman has ever said or written is as funny today as any joke that Pete Davidson has said in the last year.
Pete Davidson, presumably an Irish American.
Okay,
he's the son of a fireman from Staten Island.
If you let me continue.
No doubt an Irish person.
Irish Americans should be excluded from this conversation.
No, just as not. The children, absolutely
excuse me,
not.
Let me finish. Just as the children of millennials should be excluded. Irish Americans are not Irish. We're talking about Irish people. Irishness is defined by a nationality. It is not defined by a genetic or a or is not a race of people. It is not fair to call John F. Kennedy an Irish person. He was an American. He was a Bostonian.
Okay, he himself strongly self-identified as an Irish American when he visited
Ireland. Yes, an Irish American.
When he visited Ireland, virtually a quarter of the people of Ireland turned out to see him. I guarantee you when Pete Davidson goes home to Staten Island.
A quarter of the people, that's it?
Of the entire country?
Yeah. When you know how small Ireland is? You couldn't make it.
Also, hey, Barack Obama has been shown to have Irish roots. That's a fact. When Obama went to visit Ireland, they took him to a village where some distant ancestors of hers were from. And he drank a Guinness and had a great time, and it was awesome. Now, I guarantee you when Pete Davidson goes home for Thanksgiving in Staten Island, there's somebody wrapping his arm around him who has a shamrock tattoo on him.
Why are you insisting on fighting this fight that Pete Davidson is Irish? Here's what I'm trying to say. 25 and under people right now are redefining everything we know about humor, about music, about how we ingest our entertainment. PewDiePie has contributed more to the arts than 99% of all Irish writers, singers, etc.
You are falling into such and a fallacy of the presentism. You have no sense of history at all.
The only musicians you were able to mention in the history of Ireland are U2 and Bono, and then the Cranberries and Dolores O'Riordan. Think of how, if you look at the Billboard top 100 right now.
When Taylor Swift is dust in her grave, the legacy of the Cranberries will continue to linger.
Name four Cranberry songs.
Okay, Just My Imagination, Dreams, Linger, and Zombie.
Ooh. Name four more.
No, you've fallen. I'm going to let you dig yourself out here. Find something. I mean, the works of James Joyce alone, look, I'm not dying to read Ulysses right now, but the profound, the what they did was unleash a whole movement of modernism. And you're locked into present sense. You have no ability to take perspective and realize
that here.
The entire modern world was shaped by the Irish. Okay, let me jump back to the year 900.
Ugh.
The Visigoths are sweeping the ruins of the Roman Empire. Literature, the writing of the ancient Greeks, the writing of the ancient Romans, all of this would be lost.
Two sects of non-Irish people.
Were it not for the monks of Ireland and their remote towers and islands they preserved these texts and allowed the Renaissance to blossom. Once the great disaster of the collapse of the Roman Empire had receded and these texts could be disseminated across monasteries, there's a great book I think you should educate yourself on. It's called How the Irish Saved Civilization by Thomas Cahill. It's just about this. It's about how in the 8th and 9th century, monks of Ireland basically saved all the accumulated knowledge of the Western world, but just by preserving them in manuscripts and surviving the anarchy, the road that was sweeping across Europe. And what that allowed the world to experience was the Renaissance.
Oh, Healy, you know, if this were a chess match, you would have just exposed your king. What a foolish move. To open up the idea of preservationism and sharing knowledge, what do millennials do better than contribute endless fonts of information, pictures, music, tweets, texts, some modern day texts as opposed to the bullshit, boring old texts.
I feel like
that is what they do.
This is a very common thing.
It's a simple numbers game.
Great debates fans know this move. They know exactly what's happening right now.
There's about 3 billion people on the planet right now, 25 and under. 3 billion.
Yeah,
that's so many more than the amount of Irish people who have ever existed. And many of them have written books and are musicians. I mean, if you're going to talk about music, I can't believe you would dare to put simply U2 and the Cranberries against everyone who's 25 and under. Did James Joyce write a great book? Okay. Yes, he did. There's literature Van Morrison was...
Name a Taylor Swift song that will endure as long as, Into the Mystic or something.
I think most of them will.
Which one? Tim McGraw?
Trouble? I don't know.
Trouble. Yeah, that's pretty good. Fucking Astral Weeks is a masterpiece.
Astral Weeks is fantastic. I'm not denying Astral Weeks is fantastic.
Has Taylor Swift done anything even approaching the scale of Astral Weeks?
Yeah, 1989.
Come on. She got a bunch
pretty
of
good. It approaches the scale.
She
of it.
Got a bunch of Swedish songwriters to write some poppy hits. All they're of pretty them good. Under the age of 25, we'll enjoy
I'm sure.
them for a year, and then they'll be gone away. While people are still reading the poems of Yeats, while people are still listening
who
to the music
reads the
of Van
poems
Morrison.
Of Yeats. What? Get out of your ivory fucking tower, Healy. No one's sitting around reading Yeats and translating.
You say the phrase "the center cannot hold" all the time. You're thrown around, turning in the widening gyre. You all the time. You're citing things of Yeats. You probably don't even know it,
Healy. Wait. What did you say?
I'm talking about talking about the center cannot hold. I've heard you say that a million times.
Never
right?
said the phrase the center cannot hold. I have no idea what that means Yeats. Or what its connotation is.
Sure.
I'm serious. I don't know what that is.
Come on, man.
It sounds boring, though. Healy, I'll take a different tack.
Okay.
It's a simple numbers game. It's about the amount of people. You can't. It just. I'm not here to say that the best of. Okay,
yeah, it is
going to match
no,
up.
It's totally.
But the sheer amount of stuff that 25 and under has contributed, not to mention all of. Think about the technology.
About the sheer amount, you keep talking about the sheer amount without saying any examples except for Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is cool.
90% of the apps on your phone, 95% of the stuff that you use every day is advanced.
No, most of
or
that stuff was created by people
25
by 35 to 40.
No, absolutely not. It's found by people who were every. If you look at, I mean,
you
look
made
at,
a huge mistake.
Look
you,
at
you
Bill
had
Gates
the
and Wozniak and Jobs.
Level.
All of those people were under the age of 25 when they started making the innovation. The same thing is happening again in this generation.
Yeah.
The people behind Snapchat, WhatsApp, all of that bullshit. They're all 25 and under when they make these.
Okay, but we're talking. You're talking about people who are 25 now.
Yes, most of those people are still 25 and under.
Yeah,
a lot of them
haven't achieved
are.
Their accomplishments yet. Name one of these founders who's under 25.
I don't
name
know the name
one.
Of the guys who
name
founded
one.
Snapchat. Why do I have to do that?
Because you brought it up.
You'll damn well know their name in 10 years.
Yeah, when they're 35 and they've
they will have
something.
Already invented Snapchat.
Meanwhile, everyone will still know about Ulysses.
No, that is absurd that everyone knows. If you surveyed America, if you surveyed the population of the United States or the world, what percentage of them do you think could tell you one thing about the book Ulysses?
Okay, listen, that is a very stupid and nearsighted way to think about things like the book like Ulysses. Taylor Swift could not exist without the emergence of modernism, the emergence of lucid lyrical poetry.
I'm not
going to
deny that Taylor Swift
by the great writers of Ireland.
Taylor Swift stands on the shoulders of giants. You know what?
She'd be the first to admit it. What is Taylor Swift? By the way, Taylor Swift is, in her early career, she's playing basically country fiddle influenced music. Where is that coming from? That came to Appalachia from Ireland and Scotland. That is Celtic music. The country music as we know it is an Irish music.
I don't like Irish music.
Well, hey, man, you don't have to like it. You can like it in the form of Taylor Swift. It's been filtered down to us.
Well,
I think
it's
time for a closing
statement. Taylor Swift has proven that her best music clearly came as far as she deviated as possible from Irish music. Her music got better.
I think it's time for our closing statements. I'm going to mercifully allow you to exit this quagmire you've caught yourself in. The contributions of the Irish people need no enumeration from me. They aren't just in music and the arts and painting. They are in the everyday laughter and the cheer and the positivity and the glass of Guinness. That's where you find the true spirit of the Irish people. And that contribution to the world is an unending fountain that continues to bloom from the island of Ireland. The 25-year-olds who are alive today, I hope they do something great. I hope they accomplish all kinds of wonderful things, and they'll have plenty of time to do that, but they haven't done it yet. And I hope to any listeners out there who are under 25, I hope you take time today to appreciate the contribution of Ireland to your world.
What an elitist asshole. Healy, get out of your museums, get out of your ivory tower, get your nose out of a book. The sum total of things that Irish people of Ireland have contributed to the world is so much less than all of the things that we will one day discover that people 25 and under created, wrote, performed, photographed, drew, painted,
performed,
sculpted,
I forgot all the great Irish actors.
Closing statement.
You want to take the Irish actors or actors under the age of 25. Look at all of the great young actors we have right now. And you want to put them up against
Colin Farrell. And not one of them could take Colin Farrell in an acting contest.
I believe Eddie Redmayne just did.
For God's sake, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's not that great of an actor. My point is, these people have already done amazing things. We will in addition to all the things we already know that young people have done, we will only continue to discover the things that they have done over time, and those things will become the great art of the 21st century. End of final statement.
Wow.
Let's start with this. What do you think of our experiment?
I thought it went great. I thought we have to have the courage to get through that slow period that may come.
Yes.
But I think it was really fun and led to a passionate debate.
Killer topic. Dave, great concept, Steve. Before we started, Steve threw this concept at us. And Dave, excellent topic. Yeah. My only thing is that I feel like this should have been an easy win for you, because it's obviously the mathematics are on your side.
Right.
I just don't think you brought the pain, man.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm embarrassed.
That's okay.
And that's why I think you guys feel better about this experiment, because I think I shamed myself and my family, and I apologize to all of my fans.
Well, for my sake, I feel like I left all kinds of great Irish accomplishments on the table, and I know I'm going to be hearing from it from the fans.
I mean, I think there's a bit, you know... I hate to make excuses.
Your example was Pete Davidson. Who's the 25-year-old?
Oh, I do that to prove a point that even a guy like Pete Davidson, who I think is like pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
Because of the way humor ages, young people, it's a young man's game. That was my point. I mean, what's the funniest thing an Irish person has ever said?
Well, it would take years to even sort through all the remarks.
Say one
funny
thing.
They invented the limerick.
Ooh.
And what was the last limerick you laughed at?
Every filthy limerick you've ever heard is written by Irish people.
That's not true.
Well, they came up with the form.
Yeah, and it's dumb. No one's ever laughed at a limerick in the last 10 years.
You must not have heard about that. Never. I'll stop.
A good deal of professional athletes are under the age of 25 years old.
Great point. Oh, but don't forget about the incredible Irish athletes that Healy will remind you.
Well, athletics may not be the field to take this battle.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I really enjoyed that, and I'm hoping our listeners did too. I want to remind them that on the 10th of October at UCB, we're going to be live again. At 10:30 p.m. and you can get your tickets online at the UCB website.
We'll be more prepared and less experimental at the live show.
Sure, if you like.
Maybe.
Let's thank Tim S. for our micro-debate topic. Thanks a ton, Tim. That was a great one. And let's remind everybody to hit us up on Twitter at GreatDebate69 and send us some emails and suggest more topics, because we do use them. Okay, guys, thanks a ton. We'll see you next time.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. Fella to do, 'cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl and a salt till prime with a Galway girl.